Hi everyone, welcome back to Jordana on Sheer Enjoyment, Drink It In, _ Jordana. So nice to be back. Today's class is Ilui Nishmas Yisrael Meir Ben Yochanan, in memory of Izzy Chait. I'm so thrilled. Anytime, remember, anyone wants to do an Ilui Nishmas or memory or Yeshua or Refuah, whatever it is, please be in touch with Sheer Enjoyment. Always ready and willing. It's such a big zechut to be able to dedicate a class, Words of Torah, in honor and in memory of somebody. That's what our neshama eats off of. So what's the connection this week? We have a double portion, Achrimot and Kedoshim. Lots and lots of stuff filled in those two parshiot. And then we have the Haftorah and Yechezkel. So now what's interesting, I'm going to take a different route because I think the connection is in one word, and that's consequences. Consequences can be seen in the positive. Consequences could be seen in the negative. But basically, consequences are simply needed. To live a healthy life, one needs consequences. And that's what I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is demonstrating to us in the connection between these two parshiyot. There's a list of rules and laws that we are meant to follow. And if we can't seem to follow them, we see in the Haftorah, in Yechezkel, how Hashem needs our punishments when we don't follow through in those laws and guidelines. And the reason why I say it's so important to have these consequences is because I recall when I was a newly young mother with my first child, and I remember vividly being in my mother's home, sitting on the couch with my daughter. And at that point in time, she was a young girl, and she, when I say young, I mean very young, maybe a year and a half, and she took a cup of Cheerios. And she slowly poured the Cheerios onto the couch. No milk, just dry Cheerios. And right away I said to my mother, don't worry, I'll clean it up, don't worry. And my mother said something so impactful and powerful that has lasted with me to this very day. She said, Jordana, it's always easier not to discipline now, but it's going to come back and bite you later on. And so at that moment in time, I said, oh, to my daughter, okay, let's clean up those Cheerios now together. And she cleaned them up, and I cleaned them up. I helped out, of course, because she's a little girl, little child. But I learned earlier on that if we don't discipline our children and we don't give them proper structure and guidelines, they will not flourish. And we are no different as human beings. God is setting us up with guidelines. God is giving us rules in order to enhance our lives. And those consequences are key in order to keep us in line, to understand that when we do something, there's a cause and effect. And this is part of living and growing a normal, healthy life. And that's really the connection, the beautiful connection between Achrimot Kedoshim and the Haftorah. Because we cannot be Kadosh. We cannot be Kedoshim to you without understanding that life has consequences. Again, the consequences could be so beautiful, a beautiful life. And sometimes we see those consequences as struggles and punishments. But at the end of the day, they're all there to make us Kadosh. They're all there to sanctify us, to make us the best version of ourselves. So I hope when we look at the Torah portions this week, we look at Achrimot and Kedoshim and then follow through into the Haftorah, we could learn and step back and look at the consequences of actions that we've done and see growth, see change, get a little bit of a sipuk, as they say, some sense of hana, enjoyment, relief, and understand that it is all there to help and guide us to be the best version of ourselves. If you enjoyed this short word of inspiration, please feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me at jbarachav@gmail.com or jordanatorah.com or even on Instagram. Come give a follow. I also have a podcast called Drink It In the Podcast. The YouTube channel is available. 10 seasons full of wonderful, entertaining, enjoyable conversations that you can listen to. So until next week, wishing everybody a Shabbat Shalom.